USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think we ought to quit all the hand-wringing and not act like this is extraordinary.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky regarding the presidential election. The Kentucky Republican continues.
We're going to get through this period and we'll swear in the winner on January the 20th, 2021, just like we have every 4 years since 1793.
USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved or President Trump concedes to Joe Biden. The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is the most active ever. It now has a record-breaking 29th storm, and there's still 3 weeks to go. Subtropical storm Theta formed last night in the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say it's heading away from the United States and towards Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Obamacare is in front of the U.S. Supreme Court once again. Justices taking up another case today involving the decade-old law that now doesn't have a penalty for refusing to buy insurance. Congress got rid of that penalty 3 years ago. Many Americans are wishing a happy birthday to this group of Americans who answered the nation's call, no matter the crisis.
United States Marine Corps turns 245 years old today. Hoorah! Happy birthday, Marine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Regarding the Marines, Ronald Reagan once said, some people spend an entire lifetime wondering if they made a difference in the world, but Marines don't have that problem. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As votes continue to be counted and the election results are still unclear, one of the things we keep hearing about is a mask mandate if Joe Biden earns enough electoral votes to be president. Biden saying he plans to work with governors and mayors on a mask mandate. Regarding mask mandates, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
we start talking about universal mandates, specifically mask wearing, and while I understand the concept behind that, I think the overall message needs to be just an encouragement of wearing masks. That's what we see in countries across the globe. It's not draconian measures. It is just an overall recommendation and really an understanding of why it is important to do that. When you start seeing governors, say like in New Jersey right now, where they are still halting in-person teaching for children in a lot of places in the public schools, but yet they are allowing other things, it starts having people questioning if people are really following the science.
The first rankings of the men's college basketball season are here.
For the first time in the school's history, Gonzaga sits atop college basketball's preseason top 25 poll. The Bulldogs start the season inside the top 10 for the third straight season and pulled in 28 first-place votes. Baylor is a close number two with 24 first-place votes. Villanova, Virginia, and Iowa round out the top five. Kansas comes in at six and Wisconsin at seven, with Illinois, Duke, and Kentucky completing the top 10. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.